You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you today. Thank you for another day here today. We ask for your blessings on all that we do. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Empower us to be doers of your word and not just hearers, because sometimes we need your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Where's the truth going to take us today? The truth today is going to take us to our ongoing studies in the Gospel of Mark. It's the book I'm preaching through at church. Been trying to take 16 weeks through the Gospel of Mark, and we'll do it in 16 weeks, but we stop along the way and interject some other things. So let's get back here on the radio to some of my sermons from the Gospel of Mark. We are going to look here today, picking it up in chapter 4. Where the Lord says, to what shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what parable should we picture it? So that is where we're going to pick it up here, the end of chapter 4 and chapter 5. So we've got one more week left on Wednesday night, starting the 1st of June. We will be starting a brand new Bible study, and I invite you to come on by. We will be studying the book of 1 Peter Wednesday nights. At 6 o'clock, we're going to do 1st and 2nd Peter, and then we're going to probably spend at least the rest of the year getting into some Bible prophecy, and we'll be looking at the book of Revelation verse by verse. But here in the meantime, Peter is coming up Wednesday night. That's a week from this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. You are invited. Love to see you. Now let's get into part one of this message here from the Gospel of Mark chapter 4.
We're in Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Now, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? So what's the kingdom of God like, Lord? To what shall we compare the kingdom of God to? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all of the seeds that be in the earth. So the kingdom of God is like a tiny seed. Matter of fact, the tiniest seed. Again, the tiniest seed as it sits in a bag down at the feed and tractor store. Where I'm heading right after church today. I heard about some shirts that are on sale there. It's the tiniest seed as it sits in a bag until somebody does something with it. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becomes greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And you have the ability and the opportunity to go and do likewise. You possess the seed. The world is your oyster. The kingdom of God is in your purse. Maybe the kingdom of God is on the dashboard in your truck. You possess it. You may scatter your seed wherever you go, wherever the Lord leads. So we could say, how can someone know about the kingdom of God if no one scatters that tiny seed into the ground? Paul said, how can they hear without what? Without a preacher. Romans 10. Just a tiny seed. Just a tiny seed. For some, it's as simple as God loves you. Perhaps Jesus is coming back soon. You don't have to share with them the last digit of pi. Now, that's a joke for all of my rocket scientist friends in here. Just a simple little thing. And now this itty-bitty tiny seed takes root. And the first sign of a germinated seed brings about this question. Who is Jesus? Right? Or that germinated seed takes root in someone who was offended by someone in the church years and years ago. And that tiny seed starts to grow. Then it's up to God to give the increase, which he does. The point that Jesus is making is that great and mighty things are the result of tiny little things. And God is able to take that little seed that's been planted and cause great and mighty things to come out of it. So that's my understanding as the Lord reveals this meaning here. The Lord said once, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. You already have it with you. Now let's go down to verse 35 of chapter 4. Now the same day when even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitudes, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the rear of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Have you ever felt like that before? That when you're going through a storm or the storm in your life, it seems that Jesus is asleep on a pillow somewhere. Or maybe he's occupied with somebody else when you need him most. Somebody more important than you. Ever felt that way? If you have, you're in good company. This is what David wrote in Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long are we going to hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul? Meaning, am I going to have to talk to myself about this forever? When, Lord? When are you going to do something? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Also, Psalm 89, David says, how long, Lord? Wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Ever feel like that? All right, so others can relate. But what's the answer? What should you do when it seems the Lord is preoccupied and not listening to your prayers? Let's look at what happened here with his disciples first. It says, and they awoke him and said to him, now, this is not the way I recommend that you do it. This is what they did. They woke him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care, Lord? And he arose, rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So Jesus answers the question for us and addresses our concern. Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? Remember, Matthew 10:29 says this, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. God is sovereign. He hasn't forgotten you. He is in control. Every hair of your head, Bill, is numbered. Back to my question again, though. What should I do when it seems that Jesus is asleep on the pillow during my storm? This didn't answer the question. This just shows you the wrong way to do about it, and that is blame Jesus for it. What should we do? I would say number one is wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14, it says, hello, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. That is, have a good attitude. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. One of my favorite psalms, Psalm 27:14. You see, it's all the same day to him. I thought my friends Eric and Wonderly were going to be here today. And they closed their church a couple years ago. I was going to say to them that they were here. This was just 5 minutes ago to him that you closed your church. It's all the same day to God. Wait on the Lord. Isaiah 40:31, right? Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on the Lord. Number two, remain faithful. Again, what shall I do when it seems Jesus is asleep on the pillow during your storm? Wait on God. He's got your back. Number two, remain faithful. Number three, in all your ways, acknowledge him. God, I don't understand it, but you do. Proverbs 3:5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God, you know what's going on, but I don't. I don't understand why this is happening, but you do. You promise me. Every hair of my head is numbered. All your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And lastly, I would say, pray. Pray to your intercessor, who is Jesus, not Mary. It's Jesus is your intercessor.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I love to hear the voice of God.